Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming, and we're talking about overcoming shame and humiliation today. You know, we've just finished talking about overcoming lust and overcoming sexual sin and fornication and those kind of sexual thoughts and attitudes contrary to the Word of God. Certainly that brings shame and humiliation in our life. We want to get free from shame and humiliation. You know, the good news is Jesus not only bore away our sins and our sickness and disease, but He also bore away the shame and the humiliation upon the cross so that we could be free. What does shame and humiliation bring? It brings a painful feeling of guilt, feeling incompetent, feeling indecent, feeling dishonored and disgraced. I'll tell you, it's a loss of honor and respect that comes. It's a negative emotion, and it's caused by an awareness of a wrongdoing or being hurt or having guilt over the past. General causes that often occur in a person's life is, have you been offended? Have someone wronged against you? And this causes shame or humiliation. Do you have a consciousness of sin, a sin consciousness? Of course, the answer is going to be to put on a righteousness consciousness, because a sin consciousness continually brings shame and humiliation. We see this in Genesis 2:25, where it says there that they were both naked, they were unclothed, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. But after the fall, what happened? After the fall, and they sinned, then they were not right with God. And then he said, I was naked, and I hid myself. He was ashamed. Why? Because of the fact that he had sinned. Sin brings forth shame if we don't deal with it. Other general causes of shame are having guilt, having an injured reputation, being embarrassed, having failures or setbacks, hurts and wounds in our life, being abused, whether verbally or physically, mentally, sexually. It brings a dishonoring, a disgracing in some way. If you've ever been through rape or incest, or you've been involved in sexual sin or fornication or adultery or had an abortion or gone through divorce or all the kind of destructive things that could have occurred in your life, it brings shame and humiliation. Well, God wants us to get free of this. Of course, our own sins are going to bring shame. This is why we've got to repent and turn away from sin, confess that sin, and receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. Ezekiel 16:52, he said that how he was bearing thine own shame for thy sins. We would bear our own shame for our sins. But praise God for the blood of Jesus. You know, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Over in Hosea 4:7, it says, as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. If we continue in sin, then we're going to see the glory be changed into shame. The Bible says the wise shall inherit glory. It's in Proverbs 3:35. But shame shall be the promotion of fools. If we walk in the ways of the world, if we walk in the ways of sin, we are foolish. And it is going to bring shame upon us. We've got to turn away from that so that we don't let the devil have place. And boy, that shame, it really pulls on your self-image. You carry that guilt. You carry that condemnation over things of the past. You've got to be sure that you stay away from all of these areas of sin that would bring this upon you. And adultery is one of those. Proverbs 6:32-33. Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He destroys his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach, his shame, shall not be wiped away. God wants you to turn away from any of these kind of areas of sin. Do not even let yourself have any lustful thoughts toward a woman. If so, then you have actually committed it in your own heart if you receive that. And then you will bring destruction upon your soul. A wound and dishonor will come, and your reproach, your shame, shall not be wiped away. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 5, it says, "He that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame." If we're lazy, if we don't do things like we should, if we're being slothful and a sluggard, it is going to bring shame. Another thing that causes this is pride. Proverbs 11, verse 2, "When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom." We don't want to walk in pride. Pride causes a fall, and pride's the servant self, and we're going to be walking in sin, we're going to fall, and that's going to bring shame because of the fall that we've had in our life. In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4, the Bible says, "A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones." Wives, don't be one that's going to be making your husband ashamed. It's as rottenness in his bones. We're to be a virtuous woman. Women are to be virtuous women. And they are going to take care of their household and be a good wife and a good mother to their family. Proverbs 13, the Bible says over in verse 18, it says, "Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regards reproof shall be honored." The opposite of shame is being honored. We want God to honor us, and we don't want that shame and humiliation to come upon us. That shame and that humiliation comes if we refuse his instruction. It brings poverty, it brings shame. That's the person who thinks they know it all. They refuse guidance or instruction, they do it their way, and they end up in a mess that doesn't work out, and shame comes upon them. But if you will regard reproof and receive correction, then you'll be honored because you'll walk in line with God's ways. In Proverbs 18:13, it says, "He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him." That's the guy that speaks before he thinks things through. He speaks just off the top of his head without really thinking about what he's saying. And that's why we got to watch that we just don't just blurt things out and speak things that we don't even know what we're talking about. We better be sure that we've thought about it before we speak. It is folly and it is shame unto him. Proverbs 19:26, the Bible says, "A son that causes shame and brings reproach, that's an abomination." God doesn't want that. It says that it's important for a son to bring forth honor to his family. We don't want to be one who causes shame to our family. If you're causing shame to your family, it's because you're walking in the ways of sin. You need to turn away from that and get in line with the Word of God. In Proverbs 28:7, "Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son." Keep the Word of God, and you'll be a wise son. "But he that's the companion of riotous men shameth his father." Don't be the companion of those that are walking contrary to the Word of God. At the same time, remember, parents, you need to correct your children. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:15, "The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame." Don't leave your child to yourself. Be sure that you are bringing forth godly correction according to the Word of God, and so that you will not be seeing that shame come forth. God wants us to turn away from all of these things. In Romans chapter 1, verse 24, "God gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves." This is talking about homosexuality. They changed the truth of God into a lie. They ended up doing all kinds of ungodly things. They changed the natural use into that which is against nature. It talks about how they left the natural use of woman, and they burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat. I'll tell you, homosexuality is sin. And if a person is partaken in that, it brings shame upon that person. Of course, what happens to so many? They get a reprobate mind. They're given over to a reprobate mind. God will give a person up to it if they will not yield to the Lord. Why? How did this happen? They changed the truth of God into a lie. And that God gives them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts. And then they will dishonor or shame their own body. And judgment comes. And we know what's happening to homosexuals today. Judgment is coming because they're going contrary to the Word of God, and they're getting terrible diseases that come upon them and bring forth death. In Romans chapter 6, verse 20, the Bible says, "You were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you're now ashamed?" We're ashamed of all those things that we walked in areas of sin in the past. And so that's why we want to go walk free from sin. The Bible says that we now have dominion over sin. Sin has no dominion over us. Now we can yield our members unto righteousness, and we can walk free from the effects of sin in our life. Praise God. God wants you to not be allowing the things to occur in your life that bring shame. You know, sexual sin brings shame. Being a victim of sexual sin, rape or incest or molestation, brings shame. If you're a parent and you discipline a child and humiliate that child, by you don't do it the way God wants you to do it, you tease them, you ridicule them, you put them down, you scream at them, you yell at them, that's going to bring shame. You've got to be sure you correct them properly. If you are falsely accused of something or unjustly punished, that brings shame. If your reputation's been marred by what someone said about you and you had to live with that reputation, it brings shame. If you're a victim of sarcasm, causing embarrassment and shame, if authority figures had treated you wrongly, a teacher, an adult, a father, a mother, or spoke word curses against you, negative things, calling you stupid or dumb or saying you're never going to amount to anything, that is going to bring shame. God wants us to get free of that. You need to realize that if these things have happened to you in your life, the Lord is the one who took your shame. He bore it away for you in order for you to be set free. He has redeemed us from shame, and praise God, in Christ now we can be honored. We can be honored by Him because we're going to walk in His ways. We're going to be obedient to Him. We're not going to be disgraced or dishonored. Instead, we're going to bring our Heavenly Father honor. We're going to serve Him. We're going to glorify the Lord in our life. We're going to be a blessing to the Lord. And we're also going to be a blessing to other people at the same time. It's important that you deal with areas of sin in your life so you don't continue to bring it. The effects of shame is it will destroy a person from within. It takes away your self-respect. It will hinder you from serving the Lord. In fact, it will cause you to hide within yourself. Many have a self-hatred, a self-disgust. They lose their self-confidence because of shame. God wants you to turn away from this, confess that sin that you may have committed, and receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, and realize that Jesus bore it away so you could be free from shame in your life. Well, we're going to talk more on how to get free from this and how we can walk free from shame in our life in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today,